agency. You couldn't obtain the required number of quotations. The goods or service that you were requiring is only, you can only obtain it from a single source supplier. There's no other supplier in the country that provides a particular service or good that you want to obtain. And number three, when it's impractical for the entity or department to follow supply chain management regulations, then they will deviate. And then for all those deviations, there needs to be an approved deviation form that is signed by the accounting officer. And then on the approved deviation form itself, it will state what was the reason, what is the reason that the department or entity actually deviated from SCM, from procurement regulations with regards to obtaining that particular good or service. So in the instance of the department, we noted that there were certain goods and services that were procured by deviation. It was said to have been a deviation, but on our side, we're not able to be provided with the actual deviation form that was approved by the accounting officer for us to actually assess if whether that deviation was actually a valid deviation. Hence, we came to the finding that the deviation itself, it's not valid on our side. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tsipong. Who's next? Bana, your colleague Jane Zongena.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, everyone. This is Bonyile Machinga from the AG. I will be responding is with regards to CGE. I think one of the honourable members asked, why is CGE not monitoring its laws and regulation, and how are they going to improve on it? I think this question is directly linked to the entity itself, but however, from us, we can only provide recommendations. And what we've indicated to the entity itself that they need to have action plans, and those action plans need to be regularly monitored to ensure that they don't have repeat findings. And yeah, that's our response. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable members, those are the response from the AG's office. Is there any other clarity seeking question? Members are covered because I don't see your hands. So if I don't see your hands, that means you're covered. So be covered. So
thank you very much. I think from my side, I'm covered.
Oh, okay. So, that means if we, all members are covered, TDT Shoki, you want to say something?
No.
On the issues that they've been raised by the AG's office?
Chairperson, but earlier on when we indicated that, I need to also indicate, Chairperson, that I am aware that the ministry tendered an apology. I'm aware that the DG also's office also did. As such, the chairperson of ARC indicated that she had sent her own apology as well. But I just want to indicate, chairperson, that we will not be responding to any of the questions. Our understanding was that this is a briefing to yourselves by the ARC, but also the fact that none of our principals is here, and it's only myself and the CFO and Val Matobela. I would request that should there be any questions directed to the department, that they be sent to the department in writing. At this point in time, I just feel like it would have been ideal if all of them were available, but due to competing priorities, all principals are unable to present themselves, and the briefing session is still underway. Thanks.
We know what they are launching 16 days of activism today, and the president will be part of the launch. But our main concern is your CFO. Where is your CFO?
Chairperson, we are all here, but as the one that is here, senior, I am registering this concern and request. We will then have to await their questions directed to the department. We will then ask request that they be sent to us in writing. But I am requesting that, unfortunately, there was no indication whether this is postponed or not as per the request. But I do know that ministry did tender an apology. So did the DG.
Oh, we're fine. Ministry, we're fine. We know where they are. Sifunu CFO.
I'm here. I've been in the meeting from Vusi's office.
Yeah, sure. This is what you wanted. We wanted to see the face of the CFO.
When you send the message, I send it to her. She did reflect her face earlier on. Apologies if you did not see that part.
Yeah. So, mind you, Sifunu Ibonela Bancho. Utho usebenzisa i-gadget kaVusi, and uVusi extend bekayedwa, bekangekho CFO laphaya. Simbize kaningi.
Social distance.
No, bufuneka asho ukuthi khona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But thank you very much, TCD Shoki, and thank you very much, Ms. Mrungwa, with your team for appearing and accepting our invitation. And I think we have benefited a lot from your report today. And on some of the questions that we did raise with you, we have responded to us. We know we'll take it from there and on what is it that we need to do as the portfolio committee. But thank you very much for your report. And we want to congratulate a NYDA in getting an unqualified audit outcome in I think it's 3 or 4 consecutive years. CEO, we congratulate you that you are doing a very good job with your team, irrespective of other challenges that you have, that you don't have a board. But you manage to maintain the standards. You never change what you were supposed to have done. Sometimes when the leadership is not there, you know, some people do some.